This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to John Norman, attorney at law of the firm Pointer and Bucherry, address on file. Mr. Norman, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Amanda Morin, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is A-M-A-N-D-A. Last name is M-O-R-I-N. On December 6, 2022, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as taking the history directly from the patient, period. A physical examination was performed, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 33-year-old female, height 5'4", weight 205 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about August 16th, 2019, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. This occurred on the highway when a dump truck tried to merge and struck the patient's vehicle in the side, period. The patient was driving a Toyota Camry, period. The vehicle was totaled, but it was drivable, period. No airbags deployed, period. She had immediate pain in her left wrist, period. The next day she had pain in her entire body, comma, her low back, comma, her neck, comma, the neck had radiating pain down her left arm to her wrist, comma, and this injury aggravated her prior sacral fracture injury from a fall, period. New paragraph. Despite adequate treatment, present day, she is still experiencing neck pain that radiates down her left arm, period. She has left wrist pain, period. She has an aggravation of her prior low back pain with pain radiating down her right leg to her knee, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day. She was seen in the emergency room at VA hospitals. X-rays were obtained. She was given medication, period. Approximately 1 week later, she was seen by a chiropractic physician and started on physical therapy with manipulation that lasted approximately 6 months, period. She was seen at pain management, and she was given injections in her low back, period. She had an MRI, period. A chiropractor referred her to Unity Spine and Joint, period. She had spinal blocks in her neck as well as trigger point injections, period. She had some sacroiliac joint injections and more nerve blocks in her low back, period. She had physical therapy at ATI for approximately 8 weeks, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with prolonged driving, period. Walking greater than 5 minutes is difficult, period. Sleeping and prolonged sitting is affected, period. Housework and yard work is affected, period. She has difficulty lifting her children, period. Work is difficult, period. New paragraph. Under medications, she takes a migraine medicine as needed, comma, methcarbamol for migraines, comma, cold sore medicines, comma, and heartburn medicines, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes stretching exercises, comma, Tylenol, comma, heat, and a TENS unit, period. New paragraph. Past medical history reveals reflux disease, comma, cold sores, comma, asthma, comma, and migraines, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals that the patient has never injured her neck in the past, period. The patient has never injured her left wrist in the past, period. She has had a low back pain present before this automobile accident, but it got much worse after this automobile accident, period. Before this automobile accident, it did not require medication for her back, but it became approximately 70% worse since the automobile accident period. Also, since this automobile accident, she is now having radiating pain down her right leg to her knee that was not present prior to this accident period. The patient has not had prior automobile accidents that required pain or treatment period. The patient sustained a fall injury in approximately 2007, where she fell from an obstacle course in boot camp period. She also fell from getting out of the top bunk, and she did fracture her sacrum in approximately 2007 period. She had low back pain prior to this automobile accident, but no radiation down the leg period. She also developed headaches later period. New paragraph. Her neck pain is described as constant and daily period. It is stabbing and radiates down the left arm to her elbow period. It ranges in intensity from a good day to 3 out of 10 to a bad day to 10 out of 10 period. New paragraph. Her left wrist pain is described as intermittent and occurring approximately 1 hour per day period. It is throbbing period. It ranges in intensity from a good day to 1 out of 10 to a bad day to 7 out of 10 period. The pain radiates up her arm period. New paragraph. Her low back pain is described as intermittent and lasts 6 to 8 hours per day period. It is burning and stabbing in intensity period. It radiates down the right leg to her knee period. It is 70% worse since this automobile accident period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals tubal ligation and cesarean section period. New paragraph, her occupation is that as a corrections guard period. She can't do prolonged walking or sitting period. She does work full-time period. New paragraph, social. She denies any addictive or abusive drugs, period. It is negative for tobacco and rare use of alcohol, period. New paragraph. I did review an extensive amount of medical records, period. I did review some photographs of damage to her vehicle, period. I would like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Records from ATI Physical Therapy Initial Evaluation, November 24th, 2020, states a 31-year-old female who presents with long history of lumbar pain following motor vehicle accident in August 2019, period. The plan of treatment was 2 to 3 times a week for 8 weeks, period. Progress note from a VA emergency room. Chief complaint was that of wrist pain status post motor vehicle accident. Patient presents with left wrist pain that started after motor vehicle accident this morning, period. She was sideswiped by a dump truck, period. Her discharge diagnosis included a contusion left wrist and motor vehicle accident, period. Date of discharge was August 16th, 2019, period. Radiology reports of the wrist showed no radiographic evidence of acute displaced fracture, period. Records from ProScan imaging, MRI of the cervical spine without contrast, December 24th, 2019. At C4-5 showed a broad-based disc displacement. C5-6, left paracentral and foraminal mixed spondylitic protrusion. C6-7, broad-based protrusion indenting the fecal sac. C7-T1, T1-2, no compressive discopathy, period. Um, ProScan imaging, December 24th, 2019. MRI of the lumbar area was no acute traumatic appearing disc herniation, period. New paragraph. After performing review of the records and physical examination, I have found that all her treatment as outlined above were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, December 6th, the patient had a slightly abnormal flex gait, period. Her skin was normal, period. ENT examination was normal with pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Nose was negative, period. Throat examination was unremarkable, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed diminished strength with loss of normal cervical lordotic curve, period. There was heat and tenderness palpable in the cervical and lumbar regions, period. There was a diminished range of motion in the cervical area, period. Flexion was diminished by 12 degrees, extension diminished by 8 degrees, period. Side bending on the left diminished by 12 degrees and on the right by 14 degrees, period. Examination of the thoracic area was normal, period. Examination of the left wrist revealed tenderness and diminished strength, period. There was diminished grip strength in the left hand, period. There was diminished range of motion of the left wrist, period. Left wrist flexion was diminished by 14 degrees. Extension diminished by 16 degrees, period. Examination of the abdomen revealed the abdomen to be soft and obese with normal bowel sounds, period. Straight leg raising was abnormal at 78 degrees right and 88 degrees left, period. There was diminished strength in the lumbar area, period. There was diminished range of motion in the lumbar spine, period. Lumbar flexion was diminished by 24 degrees. Extension diminished by 6 degrees, period. There was loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve. There was diminished strength noted, period. Examination of the shoulders revealed full range of motion bilaterally, period. Examination neurologically revealed diminished strength of the right great toe, period. There was a diminished right Achilles reflex at 1 over 4, as well as a diminished left biceps reflex at 1 over 4. The remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4, period. There was diminished sensation of the right forefoot in the right anterior shin, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic impressions by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical strain and sprain. Period. Number two, left arm radiculopathy with bulging discs. Number three, left wrist trauma, comma, strain, comma, and contusions. Number four, low back trauma, comma, strain, comma, and right leg radiculopathy with aggravation of prior low back injuries, period. Number five, post-traumatic cephalgia with possible concussion without loss of consciousness, period. Number six, thoracic strain resolved. Number seven, shoulder strain resolved, period. The above seven diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of August 16th, 2019, period. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, Please note the following impairments, period. In reference to the cervical region and headaches, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment utilizing table 17-2, page 564, period. In reference to the left wrist, the patient qualifies for an additional 5% upper extremity impairment utilizing table 15-3, which converts to a 3% whole body impairment utilizing table 15-11, period. In reference to the low back, she qualifies for an additional 2% whole body impairment utilizing table 17-4, page 570, period. This would have been a higher impairment rating had it not been for her prior back injury, period. When we combine the three whole body impairments, the patient has an 8% whole body impairment from the automobile accident of August 16, 2019, period. As a patient ages, she will be more susceptible to arthritis in the cervical, lumbar, and left wrist regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need over-the-counter analgesic anti-inflammatory medications at $85 a month for the remainder of her life, period. This is predicated on the use of generic type medications, period. She was told that she may need low back surgery down the road, and certainly this was contributed to by the injuries of this automobile accident of August 16, 2019, period. The patient will need additional injections in the cervical and lumbar regions at an estimated cost of $4,000, period. The patient can benefit by a back brace at an estimated cost of $200 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. The patient can benefit by a TENS unit at an estimated cost of $300, period. The patient, as she ages, may need surgery in the cervical area for her bulging disc, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation. End of dictation. Thank you very much.